Aaron, first off, what can you tell me about flu season this year? Is it a particularly virulent kind of flu we're seeing this year, or what?
I would say that it's just unusual as far as presentation more than virulent. I don't know, Liz might be able to get into more detail for that part because she's seen the clinical side of it. But we are seeing where people may have non-typical signs of flu, maybe not have the fever and body ache as much as in previous years, and more just the upper respiratory issues going on.
Okay. But it's been enough, I know, to send some older people to the hospital in the community, and it sounds like it's hit the schools as well. And Liz,
we've had a few more cases in this month than we normally have in November. Usually we start seeing flu in January, February is when we start, because that's after everybody's been traveling and they come home with all kinds of extra souvenirs. The people that we're seeing that are elderly have, generally they've gotten the flu vaccine, but their immune system isn't as robust, and so their response may not be as strong, and they may still get a low case of the infection. But the cases we've seen haven't been really serious, and they've been able to, the ones that we admitted had, were able to go home. So okay. That's a good thing.
How have the numbers been for people coming in and getting shots?
I don't have numbers, but I know that they are giving a lot of immunizations in the clinic since we've announced that we have a special price that's going through the end of December.
Okay. And with public health, we recently did a preparedness exercise that included the flu vaccine, and we gave quite a few vaccines, more than we have in previous years. So that's great that people are taking advantage and getting their flu shots early, and hopefully more people that haven't done that yet will do the same and take advantage of getting it either at the clinic or the health center.
Yeah, it's definitely not too late to get the flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to a month for you to have good protection. It's still a good time to get it, so I encourage that.
What kind of flu does it cover, the vaccine this year?
It covers A and B, okay. And there's a couple of types of A that it seems to be a good match. There's some information out there that maybe it's not a good match, but I think in what we're seeing, even those people that have been immunized, the cases haven't been really serious. In years past, we've had the medevac patients out that were not immunized. Okay. So it can be a real serious disease.
What other information are you trying to get out? The usual about washing your hands and keeping things clean?
You can't wash your hands or gel your hands enough, okay. Especially when you're out in public. And it's about a 3 to 6 foot distance between people. You know, when you may have seen those videos where somebody sneezes and the aerosol just goes out forever. And so that's that kind of a distance. About 6 feet is a really good distance to maintain from somebody who has symptoms. And you should cover your cough and, you know, not go to work if you can at all avoid it. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, drink plenty of fluids and
avoid touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth after touching stuff out in public. Those are places where sometimes, you know, things can be. Mm-hmm. So, and kids are notorious for that. It's really hard with the kiddos. Yeah. But I'm seeing quite a few kids in the community that are doing the proper cough etiquette, coughing into their elbows. And we just want to make sure people know what typical signs and symptoms are and what aren't typical signs and symptoms for the flu. So usually in most flu years, we're seeing fever and body ache is the main thing that we notice. But also you can have a cough, sore throat. You can have runny nose. You can have a stuffy nose. You might be really tired. That could be a clue that maybe you've got something beyond just the common cold. And some people might have vomiting and diarrhea. That's not super common, but it can happen if you're coughing enough, the vomiting part, you cough to the you vomit. And I think that some people are able to get a medication if they are exposed or have a positive and are having symptoms. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's called Tamiflu, and it's most effective for influenza A. And the idea is that it shortens the duration of the illness. It doesn't keep you from being, you know, able to transmit the virus to other people, but it shortens your symptoms by a day or two. Not everybody needs Tamiflu. I think people who have other medical conditions that could cause them to get super sick. So people who have COPD or diabetes or hypertension or has had a ARDS in the past, who's had real big problems with influenza, asthma, those kind of folks probably be a good candidate for is Tamiflu.
Is that something that's prescribed or is it over the counter?
It's prescribed, okay. Right. And not everybody has to go see a physician either for the flu. If you're otherwise really healthy and you're just feeling really, really bad, real crappy, then just stay home, you know, mm-hmm. and good supportive therapy, you know, good hydration and clear liquids and lots of rest.